Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
iHeartRadio. Sarah's back.
I'm back.
Last week was just...
We had too much fun.
It was
too hot to handle.
Too hot to handle. I mean, we have a very hot show today, too, because I'm staring at a picture of Nicole Williams. She's hot.
She is.
I'm going to just move this paper away from you, babe. Sorry about that. She's a wag, which, by the way, I'm going to feel bad again. So remember how last week I felt like I was judging?
Yeah.
I felt bad for judging? Well, I never watch wags because I was just like, oh, my God, these professional athlete wives have so much problems, like so many problems in their life that yeah, I'm just, I don't know. But I'm excited to meet her.
Weren't you a professional athlete wife? Am I like so confused?
I was just sitting here quiet looking at her.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't absolutely losing my marbles because I haven't like, I don't have a coffee, but I mean, you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Please explain.
Oh my God.
Wait, no.
Sarah.
Wait.
Atta girl.
Wait. I'm confused. Wait, you don't think that you're, I'm so confused.
Yes, I am the wife of a football player, but.
Former.
Former, yes. So, but I just never, like, when I saw the wags, I'm like, you know, they look different than me. I'm like,
shut the, I
and she
can't.
Just walked in. She looks different than me. She's, you know, so.
What is happening?
Hi, Nicole Williams.
Hey, how are you?
Hi,
good,
Nicole.
How are you?
I'm good.
So, I basically just got called out.
She literally just tried to sit here and say, I just, like, can't, you know, I don't understand. Like,
I felt like I couldn't relate to the wags. Because, but then Sarah just goes, yeah, but you're married.
You're a wag.
To,
no, you are
I'm
a wag.
Not a wag.
You were. Wife and girlfriend of sports.
You're a flag. Former wife or and girlfriend.
But I just, but again, you even saw the show and you rolled your eyes. Don't lie
what?
Now.
I rolled my, about what?
Wags. The girls.
I'm not worried about that. I'm still stuck on the whole situation.
He's really offended that you don't like consider him a pro athlete,
yes,
I think.
I know at the end of our relationship I was still playing, but I still played.
No, I
for
know.
A good while.
So, okay, fine. I'm a wag, but I just like, okay.
Say it more like,
What?
Say it like.
Own it.
Own it.
I'm a wag.
There you go. Well, Larry doesn't play anymore, so I'm a former, I guess.
Oh, you're former right. too. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I just, you guys just seem like just so beautiful and
so are
waggy.
You. Yeah, have you looked in the like, mirror lately?
I know. I can't. Like, I
look
just,
at you. You're gorgeous.
No. Oh, she gave birth like a minute ago, too.
Oh, my okay. God.
Anyways.
I like to tell everyone.
Are you still on Wags?
No.
Show's Wags. Is done?
We did 3 seasons, and now Wags is done.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was fun. It was good. It was a great experience.
How were the girls? See, I just feel like I couldn't relate to those girls. Maybe that's why. But see, you seem really sweet. And so that's my whole point. Let me just circle back around here. My whole point was that last week, I maybe had judged one of the people we had on the show because she was dating. She found her partner while he was in prison. So exactly. So you kind of have that. That's weird. So I was a little judgmental in the very beginning, which is wrong. And so I said, I feel bad because
Sarah,
I
why
was,
would these women date athletes? I don't know.
Literally,
let alone
okay,
marry one.
Incarcerated.
Anyway,
oh my God. Guantanamo
no,
Bay or
stop,
like
stop,
the football field.
Stop. What I said was, I'm going to feel bad because I also prejudged the wags
right.
before I met you.
Right.
And I said, because I can't relate to a...
I can't listen to you say wife. You can't relate to a beautiful woman. Like, I literally can't listen to you say that again.
Well, I'm just... and maybe it's because, yes, I did meet my husband after his professional career or on the outs of it. But so when I saw the show, I just didn't relate to it. And you guys looked all beautiful and you guys were like yelling and having all these problems. I'm like, how hard can it really be? Like,
well,
you're married to a rich football player.
I would actually like to tell you what could be her problem. How long did you guys date before you got married?
6 years.
Thank you. I'm
okay.
with my boyfriend 6 years right now.
She's
so
okay.
that's a struggle, and
yeah.
I give it to her.
So, yeah. Nicole, maybe you can help my girlfriend Sarah out. She gave him an ultimatum
uh-huh.
that she said, if I don't have the ring by New Year's, I'm gone. It's, what month is it?
I'm
baby
still
girl?
Here. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you have to try, right? You got to like light a fire.
Well, I was like, I'm
works.
Just not ready. Like, yeah. I can go full psycho, but I'm not ready to go full psycho yet.
Right.
So, how did you get the ring?
Yeah, please.
Did you wag out?
Oh my God, I can't. I was actually really patient, but until like the last year, like the year he proposed was like the year where he was like, oh God, she really wants.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was, I'm getting older. I want to start a family.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay, me too.
So I wanted
to. Oh my God, we could be friends.
See?
Oh my God.
Okay, cool. We have a lot in common already.
Okay, same age.
So I was just like, I want to start a family. I'm really old fashioned and I don't like things going backwards. I'm like,
same with Sarah.
I have chills.
Right? It's crazy. Yeah. So I'm not I'm not having a baby. I'm not doing any of that.
Same.
Like, we already live together. That's bad enough for me because I was like, I want to do it all in order. So we live together.
I love that. Where are you from?
Toronto. Okay. Well, I was born in Newfoundland, so I'm a really small, town girl. Yeah. And I moved to Toronto at 14.
I love Toronto. I think I got turned off.
Okay, so you want to go in order. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just like, this is just crazy. Like, we already live together. We have our first house together. We've been together for so long. Why are we not even talking about marriage, but you want to talk about kids?
Right.
Because all he wants to do is talk about children. I'm like, let's go in order here. And finally, he actually proposed to me on an episode of WAGS. And we got married. Yeah, we got married on the season finale. So I think that he was just waiting. He also likes everything to be like very perfect. Not necessarily in order, but when he has an idea, like he wanted to really make it a surprise and do it when I'm least expecting it. And I felt like I was always expecting it. And so he didn't want to like give me, you know.
Yeah,
he didn't want to do it that way. So he's like, I'm just going to wait until she gives up.
Yeah, literally, that's where I'm at. I was
just
like,
when
I
you're on your way out.
No,
bam,
honestly, that's like the same. Oh, my God.
Did you guys, did you trust him the entire time?
So when Larry and I first met, I was a little skeptical because he was an athlete. And I've dated an athlete prior.
Which sport?
Football.
Oh.
So I was already like, tested that out. Mm-hmm. So when I met him, obviously, you know, he looks like a football player. I could already tell.
Yeah.
When we first met, I was very hesitant. And so it took about 2 months for him to get me on a date. Like, we'd text and stuff, but I was like, I'm newly single. I'm not going back down that road.
Yeah.
You know, they get the stereotype, obviously.
Yes.
But then there's also something that tells you like, oh my God, he seems like such a great guy. He's like a mama's
boy. Why? Time out. Why are you looking at me like that? You were the stereotype, Michael. So, and he's looking at me
picking
like,
up where we left off last week. All right, let's keep it going, baby.
He's like looking at me like, see, we're not all like that. You were like that. So even give me that stereotypical. Mm-hmm.
Right. Sorry. So we already have a wall up when it comes to like any athlete, just because of what we see, what we hear, what we might have been through.
Yes.
So I did have that wall up and it was like a secure wall. Yeah. So he really had to like take each brick out one by one. It took like 2 months. And then I was like, okay, we can go to dinner. And then, you know, I'm just like, I felt like I was judging everything that he did because I was just so like, you know.
You were almost wanting it to not work.
Yeah, I was. I was like, this is just not going to work. And I was so against the whole athlete thing. And I was like, we can be friends. But then he was just like so different. But then you tell yourself, you're like, of course he's so different. He wants to date you. He's going to like,
you're beautiful. Yeah.
So I gave him a while before we started like really dating seriously. I think we met in like December. And we started seriously dating like the end of March.
Okay.
So he wanted to like introduce me to his mom right away. And he was like, I found it really cool that like he just has a sister and his mom. So I'm like, maybe he is different. He was raised, you know, by women and he has a little sister. So he knows how women should be treated.
Sorry, your ring is like blinding me.
I saw it.
Gorgeous.
45 minutes ago.
My God. It is so pretty. How long have you guys been married then?
We've been married, it'll be 2 years in May.
Have you guys started the baby making process?
Not yet, actually, which is so weird because I thought when we got married, I'd be like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And I think even in the season finale of WAGS, I was like, all right, do you want to start working on a baby now? So, you know, everybody was like, get married. And now they're like, when are you having babies? And I'm like, it's been almost 2 years. So I just think that it's all timing. Mm-hmm. Right now, our careers are, you know, Larry's very busy and I'm very busy and we're both traveling a lot. So it's just hard to like make like a plan to like really go for it. But I think we're getting more now into let's just see what happens and let it all happen naturally, but we're not really like planning it. So we'll see.
What you have a bathing suit line now.
Yes.
So what inspired you to make a bathing suit line?
So I've been modeling since I was like 12 years old. So I was very heavy into fashion. And then moving to LA, I was actually living in New York for 7 years.
Okay.
And then when I moved to LA is when I met Larry. And then also when I moved here, because of the weather here, naturally, like the jobs that I was booking was a lot of swimwear, a lot of beach stuff, a lot of lingerie. Like it was just body, 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 body. And I wasn't used to that because being in New York, I was just doing more fashion, more editorial.
Right.
So I just started noticing, like, swimsuits are not, like, it's very hard to find something, like, for every body type.
Every size, yeah.
You know, because I was working with girls who were, like, skinny and working with, you know, plus size women. And I just found, like, I was like, why don't I just try to, like, do this? My mom was a seamstress growing up, so she, you know, was always sewing all my clothes, making all my Halloween costumes. And if there was anything that I wanted, my mom would be like, I can make that for you. And she'd literally get on her sewing machine and like, I'd have an outfit like that. So I think a part of watching my mom sew and a part of being, you know, a model, being in the fashion world, I wanted to make something that, you know, could make every girl feel.
What size do you go up to?
I go up to a large right now, but okay. I'm expanding right now, and I want to, so extra small to large now, and I want to go to like double. I think I'm going to go to double XL, maybe my next collection.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I started off like more sexy and like more unique pieces that you can wear to like beach parties and stuff like that, to incorporate it, like wearing
like it
with jeans,
like a shorts,
and like body
yeah.
suits. And then I just get feedback from my customers, and I listen to what they say and what they want. And
where are you selling them at?
So right now it's online only.
Okay. What's the website?
Nia Lynn Collection.
So that's NIALYNN collection.com.
Yes.
That's what is really your cool. biggest issue with Larry?
The biggest issue is
let's just jump right into that.
I
just like to just get real personal with relationships. It's just like, what do you guys fight about the most? Oh, or what just really gets you just pissed off at him? She's like, where do I start? And if you say perfect, then just walk on out.
No, I was going to say, did you guys fight a lot when you, like, did you fight about being married before you were married? Like, I want to get married.
Yeah. And then
you got married.
And then we got married. And then so let's just start off by saying I'm really stubborn.
Love.
So
same.
He is like, I feel like he's like a genius. He's the smartest person I know. And anytime he like reads thousands of books. And right now, every time I feel like he's into a book, or he's like right now he's reading Grain Brain. Have you heard of that? Okay. So now every time I eat something, he's staring in my face.
Stop.
And I'm like, leave me alone. Like every
time. Let the model eat food.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, there's gluten in that and there's this and that. I'm like, okay. And anytime he reads something or like learns a new way of, you know, doing something, he'll like preach. And he'll like sit down and want to teach me and like preach it to me. And I'm like, can you please let me learn things on my own? It's enough just watching you do the right thing. I can kind of grasp and want to do it too and like follow you. But when he tries to like show me like you should do it like this and do it this and you should do this, I'm just like, babe, like, oh my God. Like it's just pushing me further and further from it. Like when you try to force me to do something.
Yeah. No, that sounds super frustrating.
That's definitely one thing that really pisses me off. I like want to be able to learn on my own. I'm that type of person. I pick up on whatever. Like I feed off of his energy. I watch what he's doing and it makes me want to do it.
Yeah.
But when he sits me down and tries to like make me read, he's like, babe, look, I highlighted this in this book.
Stop.
And he'll highlight it. So now he's gotten to the point where he'll like go to bed and he'll be reading at night. And when I wake up, there's a book on the counter with like, and it's all highlighted.
So
like,
I should stop highlighting rings and giving
right.
them.
Right. Like, well, he's like, I know you're not going to pick up a book and read it. So I just highlighted it and just leave it out. And if you feel like you want to read it, you could read it. I'm like, oh my God, babe. Like, so there's that.
I love that. Well, you're really sweet. Do you drink wine?
I do drink wine.
We can be friends for real.
And Larry just told me yesterday, actually, that a glass of red wine a day is really good for you.
Very good.
Yes.
She says that 10 times a day.
Yeah, she says it all.
Everybody. 100%.
Well, did you know? Hey, did you know that wine?
It's true.
She's a wino.
Nicole, you're so sweet.
Thank you.
I love you. Thank you for coming on. Everyone go get her collection. Again, it's NIALYNN collection.com. And you're just, what's your Instagram? It's
just Nick with two T's.
With two T's, yeah. Love it. Thanks, girl, so
much
for coming in.
You're
so sweet.
Thank you.
Bye.
With all of the rain that's been pouring down on our house in LA right now, there's nothing scarier than the flooding or leaking that can occur in our garage where all of our valuable memories are stored away. That's why we use Legacy Box. All you have to do is send your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, professionally digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD. It's easy to follow instructions, and safety barcodes are included for every item. Get personalized updates at every step as well. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. They have over a decade of experience, and all work is done by hand right here in the U.S. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our listeners an exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/Jana to get 40% off your first order. Go to LegacyBox.com/Jana and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past.
So this next guests. But it's like,
that's like when you ask for risks.
I have a really hard time saying risks because I'm like, it sounds like an echo. Risks. It's just very strange. I don't like it. Anyways, yes. I'm going to be really honest. I might be a little quiet in this next interview.
Oh, great.
I'm super triggered.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm not. I want to know everything.
But I think it's, I'm going to be very, I'm judgmental over it. And I'm triggered about it.
Well, and speak on that, because it's interesting. When I was watching that like promo video that Tori had sent, one of the couples, I don't remember which one it was.
We're talking about sister wives.
Yes. One of the couples, which one was it? But basically the same kind of deal. The potential sister wife and the husband were texting, and the wife was reading their conversation, and it basically kind of seemed like they were sexting a little bit. And the wife was like, this feels like cheating to me.
But so,
and the wife was like, I don't think I'm okay with this.
Was this Dimitri and Ashley?
No, this was not Dimitri and Ashley. This is another couple. I don't remember which couple it was.
But then they brought her on board as a wife?
Well, I don't know. This was just the teaser for this season.
Well, can you explain the basics of this? This is a guy married to multiple women.
It's polygamy.
Right now, he's married to Ashley. But Vanessa is here. And he is courting Vanessa to be the sister wife.
Right. But
they're not actually sisters. They're just multiple.
That's what they call it. Because legally, polygamy is not legal in any state, right? But so there cannot be another.
I thought Salt Lake City or Utah.
Their thing is actually even stricter, where you cannot have a marriage license with another person. But even in Utah, you cannot have another adult living with you that has some type of marital relationship with you in the same house.
Well, then how do they have these TV shows then?
I'm sorry if I'm quiet. I am so confused.
Did you all ever watch Big Love?
No.
It was an amazingly good show on HBO.
I didn't.
Bill Paxton, poor Bill Paxton, he died. I know. God rest his soul. He had three wives, and they each had different houses all next to each other, but they were always in fear of getting caught, getting arrested. I guess you get arrested.
But they have a TV show. They have a TV show about this, so the cops can go to their house. They know what's going on, so I'm super confused. Just so I know where you stand, Sarah, where do you stand on this?
I'm not kidding. I'm just a little confused. So this man is married to all these women, or he's just dating these women?
He's married to one. He's married to Ashley, okay. And then the whole concept is that they bring in another female as another quote-unquote wife, like acts like a wife. But legally is not. So that's the thing I want to ask them. How do they...
Acts like a wife.
What's the
looks
arrangement?
Like a wife. Must be a wife.
So...
Right. But legally they're not allowed to be.
Where do you stand on this, Michael? What's your stance on it?
Oh, I don't believe in polygamy.
Well, I have a question for you, though. They're basically just having an open affair. So you believe in closed doors affairs? I mean, obviously open not anymore. But this is like an open affair.
It's like an open relationship because people are consensual. It's not an affair if Ashley agrees.
I'm just being devil's advocate, and I'm being...
You're just throwing mean words into an open relationship.
I'm just being super triggered, so I'm like, oh, okay, you don't agree with this, but you agree with closed-door affairs?
When did I say agree?
My heart is racing.
When did I say I agree with them?
Yeah. No, that's because that's what you did, so I'm like, that's where
that
you
doesn't mean
for.
I agreed with it.
But we might find out that maybe like one of these girls is like, I'm not actually down with it.
I'm going to get them, but don't feel like you have to hold back.
Oh, God.
You can really say what you want to say, maybe with like a nice tone.
Okay.
You guys, my heart is racing.
Why are you staring at me like that?
I'm just looking at you. I'm just...
Well, you're not using a nice tone with your husband. Yeah. So see how it goes.
You're just like,
Mark.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Happy Monday, everybody. Wow.
Okay. Sorry, Mark, but I get very upset.
I understand where you're coming from. I get it because it is... I get it.
Well, I was just saying, like, oh, I don't agree with this, but I'm like, oh, but you agree on doing... I'm sorry, Mark, is this a better tone? You agree, but you agree with having an affair on your wife. That's better. What?
Thank you.
Good job, Easton. When did I say I agree with, like, all of a sudden
you're
putting words in my mouth?
So I'm saying, okay,
that doesn't mean I agree with it.
But you did it though.
Right, and I was wrong.
Okay, time out really fast.
Okay, so real time talk. I hate going to the grocery store. I just do. Especially with two kids, I usually forget the shopping list. Joel usually has a toddler meltdown because I say no to her when she wants something in the aisles. So one of my most used apps on my phone is Instacart. It's groceries delivered within an hour, or you can set it. So a lot of times when we're traveling and we don't have groceries, you can put when you want the groceries to be delivered. So if we're flying in from Nashville and landing in LA at 3, I can have the groceries there by 4. It's amazing. There are shoppers that shop for your groceries, and they always pick the best produce. They're very good at selecting your groceries. Instacart keeps your items hot if they're hot, cold if they're cold. All you have to do is go to instacart.com and shop the groceries that you need. Try Instacart and get $10 off your first order. To get this limited time offer, go to instacart.com or download the mobile app and enter my promo code Jana at checkout. That's $10 off your first order today at instacart.com or through the mobile app. And don't forget to enter my code Jana. Instacart.com or through the mobile app with my code Jana at checkout to get $10 off your first order. Like I said, it's my most used app and it's so easy.
Mike, I'm going to let you do the intros to everyone that just came in.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
So now here in the studio, we have Dimitri, Ashley, and Vanessa from Sister Wives on TLC.
Woohoo! Welcome, guys.
And it's actually Seeking Sister Wife.
Seeking Sister Wife. I'm sorry.
That's another show.
Good to know. You're right.
You're redirecting.
Second season of Seeking Sister Wife.
Seeking Sister Wife. Okay, so Dimitri, you are married to...
Ashley.
Ashley.
Yes.
How long have you guys been married for?
9+ years now.
Wow.
9+ years. Okay. 10 years. And Vanessa over there, you are wanting to marry her as well?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to have to educate me, because I am married to my husband and I do not want another female in our relationship ever.
Look, you guys hear that tone though?
Which, no, just full disclosure, I did have an affair. There's infidelity in our relationship.
Sure.
That was 2.5 years ago was discovery, and that we've recovered in our marriage and relationship. So that's something that we've gone through. Mm-hmm. So that's an added element to this whole situation that Jana feels a little bit triggered because of things that we've been through in our personal relationship. So it's just interesting to us just because of what we've been through.
Interesting.
Yes. So that is where, forgive me, the tone comes in.
It's not directed towards any of you. It's all towards me.
It's all, yes, all towards him. I'm just, are you okay with this?
Yeah.
Why? You signed up for it?
I studied anthropology, so I have a completely different outlook on polygamy as a viable family dynamic. It's not emotional for me. It's okay. Like, I respect and value the communal, feminine-centered family unit. I feel like working with another woman cooperatively together to raise a family and to create businesses, you know, build a life together, it's just stronger in my mind. And I've seen it, you know, in my academic studies. And I wanted to recreate that for myself.
And do you guys have kids?
We do.
How many kids?
3.
You have 3 kids. And how are the kids around this? I mean,
they love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, they love having an extra mommy, around.
They don't know any different. Right. Children are when they're in their native environment, they don't know. Like, you don't know you're broken until people make fun of you.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? So it just is. Like, you don't have to explain or define monogamy. You don't have to explain. I mean, you define it in the context of how everyone else may perceive you, but it just literally is.
And they're younger. Right. So 6. Nainu's the oldest. She's 6. Mm-hmm. Neo's 4. And then Kanadia's 1.
So how do you go about finding Vanessa? Like, what was that? Like, hey, we're married. Do you want to join in on our marriage? Or how did that conversation start?
Well, I'll answer that.
Okay. Take it away, Vanessa.
So, kind of a long story. I'll try to keep it short. Last year, sometime, I was on Twitter, and I saw the show Seeking Sister Wife trending pretty high, and I was like, what is this? I've heard of Seeking or regular Sister Wives, but you know, seeking sister wives, and people were talking about this other wife on the show. And I was like, well, this show sounds juicy. Let me check it out. This sounds nuts. So I started watching it. It follows two, you know, Mormon, white, traditional polygamous families. And then I see Ashley and Dimitri. And I was like, whoa, polygamous can look like this. They seem so, like, cool and normal and, you know, kind of like me. But I was still kind of like, you know, polygamy is for, like, other people. Because I get it, like, you know, I, for one, have been cheated on in the past, and it's the secrecy and the going behind the back and everything. With this, it's all out in the open, like, she wants me here. And so anyways, I'm kind of getting off track here. But when I started thinking about it, I'm like, okay, like, I love men exclusively, but when I live with my friends that are girls, it's so much fun. Like, we have fun and everything, and I'm like, okay, with this type of situation, I could have an awesome husband and an awesome, you know, best friend to live with. We could share motherhood and all that and have it all in one house. So
you guys don't hook up then?
No.
Okay.
No.
So there's so many questions. I'm trying to get them all in order. So you guys have been married almost 10 years. When did this, has this been from the beginning? You guys have kind of been polygamous day one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Since day zero. And then, since day zero.
Okay.
I mean, when I met her, I was like, my name is Dimitri. I'm a workaholic. I drool when I'm really tired. And this is my vision and version of the family unit. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I didn't want to waste time, fat off the bone. Let's get straight to it. If we're going to fail, let's fail fast.
For sure.
Had that, and she didn't say no.
Okay.
I was like, winning.
And again, I didn't say no because it wasn't new for me. It was something that I'd heard of before, and I just thought it was the universe's way of playing a little joke. Yeah. Getting me prepared for this new life that I was going to be living.
Yeah.
So have you guys had a sister wife before in y'all's relationship, or is this the first time, like, you're really, are you just seeking a new one, or have you guys had one in the past?
Yeah, I mean, we've dated.
You've dated
quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we had a lot of growing to do, a lot of mistakes to make, a
for
lot
sure
of figuring, you know, things out.
More the mistakes on my side. You know what I mean? It's just
right,
you know, there's this thing where you have to bifurcate, like, the immaturity of being a guy,
right,
versus
yeah,
like, a functioning adult relationship.
For
that
sure
was gonna be my question.
So yeah,
like, how did you look at it not as cheating?
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? Like, how were you, like, this, like, do you have other partners, or is it just him? And then how is that? I would be like, well, wait.
Well, I don't just come home with a chick and say, like, well, here you go. Like, just make mm-hmm. it work. Like, it's a consensus.
Mm-hmm. Well, initially he was like, you find her. And that was hard because, you know, the shows weren't out yet. People weren't
right
aware of this even being a real thing outside of a book. So it was like, you find her. And then I was like, well, I don't know how to talk to girls. Like, how do I, you know?
Because women know women better than men. We just do. And our threshold and requirements are this big. Like, it doesn't take a lot for a man to just be alive and we're happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm being facetious, but like.
Right.
No, you're
just, to an extent. It's true.
And I've had women that were more interested in me. And I'm like, well, that's not going to work.
Because that's how I feel like it would be so hard to be like, I just, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then, or if the woman was more interested in him.
Yeah, because
I'm
super jealous. Yeah. So I would go, absolutely. So,
I
could just
too.
Pick it out.
I used to be so.
And so,
jealous.
How did you like?
Well, so adjust. Here it is for me, and this is a testament to Ashley, because coming in as this second woman, it's kind of like, oh, easy. You know, she built this whole family and life and children. I can't imagine being the first wife and doing that and then being open arms to me. So that's how gracious she is. I'm just kind of like, oh, here I am. Hey, love me kids. Hey, guys. You know, it's been so much easier for me. So she.
Are you going to have kids with Dimitri?
I mean, I would love to.
And you would be okay with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the TV element make this way easier? I would think that a little bit of fame, a little bit of notoriety, I'm sure you got haters, but like, having it more public, did that make it easier?
You mean to find easier to find or easier to
easier to sort of live in a society that maybe isn't as accepting of this?
Not well, I think it's probably, if you trifecta it out, everyone's got their different perspective. For me, it never mattered. It just, because I just, it just is, like, I'm going to live this way regardless. I don't mm-hmm. need your approval. I don't need your you know, your confirmation. Like, this is what's going to happen. So no, it didn't make it, it didn't change anything per se. It brought more awareness to it and, quite frankly, probably more scrutiny. So I have to not really defend, but educate. If people really want to understand why and what, then it's more that conversation that's been brought forward.
What caused you to have that mindset of this is what a family dynamic looks like for you guys? I know, Ashley, you said you studied anthropology and everything, but for Dimitri, like, what was it? Was it your upbringing? Was it religious beliefs? Is it just something you realized on your own?
Yeah, something I realized on my own. Not religious, so just spiritual. There's mm-hmm. him, her, they out there
for sure
doing it. For me, it's about feminine centricity. I feel like the ability to take care and labor this real world is the job of a man. You know what I mean? I think women should be able to express their creative freedom. So if I can take care of, you know, work and bills and all that good jazz, they can birth epic things. And that could be in the form of children, of course, or it could be in the context of companies or projects or just passion projects. It could be whatever.
Mm-hmm. What if she wanted to have another man?
Yeah. So, I mean, and she can speak to this as well, right? For us, I mean, that changes the dynamic. This is
how
this is. Well, because what we're doing is called polygamy or mm-hmm. polygyny.
Polygyny specifically.
Specifically, if we have another man, it would change to polyandry or okay. polyamory. So there are different relational constructs.
Yeah.
We agreed to and understood that we're going to do polygamy. So one masculine energy, multiple feminine energies. And if that changes, that's fine. We'll probably kick, cry, and scream and just part our ways because that's not what we initially.
Well, what if she just wants to, like, because if you get to sleep with two women, if she wants to go out and have a, you know, screw another dude, why is that a problem? She's not going to mess up that scenario. But if, I mean, if you're getting it, yeah. I feel like that's a little.
Well, it depends on the relationship. As Dimitri was saying, like, for our relationship specifically, we signed up for the feminine aspect of it. And me personally, I'm not interested in another guy. I believe that feminine energy builds and creates, whereas masculine energy is destructive. And that's why when you put a bunch of men in a room, they usually tear shit up. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. so that's not what I'm into. And so it wouldn't work for our family dynamic. That does not mean that it's not possible for other people to live that way. It's just not, you know.
And it's not about parity. It's not about sexual parity either. It's not like, well, you get to have sex with X and so I want sex with Y. Like, that's not the mm-hmm. it's not the measure to say, well, you get to have some so I get to have some too, or if you don't, there's a disparity now. That's not, you know, that's not how you measure
in our relationship.
In our relationship,
some correct. People do measure it that absolutely. way. They're like, everything needs to be equal, you know?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. if you did A, then I get to do B. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
What was the hardest, I'm sure, like you said, is trial and error throughout the last 9-10 years of y'all's relationship to figure this out and to try to figure out the boundaries on what you both need to make this successful. Mm. What has been the hardest obstacle along with that that has kind of repeated itself in kind of making this a successful relationship between the three of you? I'm sure there's more than one.
I mean, the hottest part is from the man's perspective is getting past, because so like we started off with her trying to find the woman, then I would try to find her, and then I would be attracted to the woman and she's like, no dice, like this is, she does not fit, is not going to work. Mm-hmm. Or again, she might have an attraction, but you know, a different type of attraction to the woman, and I'm like, I'm not interested, she drives me nuts. So how do you reconcile, you know, these wants and desires into a single person and aggregate that in a way that's gonna, you know, work for like years to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to answer your question, the challenges for me in particular were just being able to move in lockstep with her, yeah. not move ahead of her. Again, as a guy, you win. We were competitive. So like right. I'm trying to, you know, let you know that you're good, you're taken care of, I can pay your bills and, you know, everything's taken, you know. So how do you do that without pre-selling the woman or getting her all jazzed up and she's not even there yet? Like she's mm-hmm. like, I don't even.
Yeah, that's definitely hard. And I do think too, like knowing what your boundaries are and what you'll accept and the things that will make or break your relationship. I don't think you really know those initially until you actually start trying.
Right. For sure. Everything's theory.
Yeah. So right. that's why a lot of relationships have failed.
So what is Vanessa? What is y'all status right now?
We're dating.
So you're just dating and you guys, but you two live together. Or no, you two live together.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you just like live next door? Are you down the street? Or do you live in the house as well?
I am visiting.
So,
visiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to get married to her?
Absolutely.
Okay, isn't that illegal?
Well, so we don't believe in state recognized marriage. Like, I don't need a piece of paper to ratify my marriage, right? Mm-hmm. Her last name is mine. We got all the financial instruments uh-huh. and legal instruments in place. Should I expire and all that good jazz? That's no different.
How does that keep Vanessa safe then? Like, let's say like crap goes down. If you say you're married to her, but then, hey, nothing's on paper. You can't really take that to the court.
Well, you can. So then you leverage those fiscal and legal instruments. So again, she changes her last name. She can have her own insurance policy. She's got her account. Like there's literally your marriage certificate just makes it the paper trail shorter into a single document. I have to have a couple more documents, but she has the same exact power you would.
So you guys couldn't go to jail for what you're doing then?
Because we're not legally married.
Right.
That's bigamy, and no, yeah. We can't.
Okay.
So for, since we've been clear since day zero, uh-huh. Like we're not legally married. But again, she has my legal last name.
Gotcha.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, and so that's how we protect ourselves.
You know? For sure.
Legally.
What does your parents think, Vanessa?
So unfortunately, my father passed away about 10 years ago. That's okay. But so my first trip to go out to see them, my mom and stepmom took me out to dinner for my birthday. And so I grew up with my mom and stepmom being extremely close. My stepmom is an amazing woman. So I always felt like I had like sister wives, mothers, you know. So when I told them, I wasn't going to tell them at first. And I was like, I'm going to go visit them, but it could be nothing, so I won't. But then I was like, you know, I'll just tell them.
Yeah.
And they're so lovely and open-minded. They're both hippies. Wow. And they're like, this is wonderful. This is great. La, la, la. So,
where are you from?
Born in New Jersey, but grew up in Seattle.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And what were you looking for going into this? Did you have like a clear mindset on what, why you wanted to get into this kind of relationship, and what was it in Dimitri and Ashley that's like, okay, this could work with them?
Yeah. So, you know, like I was saying earlier before I got off track, I watched the show.
Right.
And then I was like, about four episodes in, I was like, they communicate so well. They're so lovely. Like, something's got to be off here. Let me do some investigating. And I found some Dimitri's Instagram. And so I'm like looking through his photos. And I'm like, okay, this is his real wife and children. I'm liking some photos. He said I liked 30
you
photos.
Liked,
I liked like five photos. I would never do that. Man. I'm not that extra. So the next day, he had written on one of my pictures. And we started talking. And then he direct messaged me. And
slid
kind of,
into the inbox.
He slid into the DMs, and he's like, you know, because I was like, oh, I love you and Ashley. I'm a fan, blah. And he's like, you know, thank you so much for the kind words. He's like, there's been a lot of backlash for the show. He's like, I told Ashley if we find our forever wife after this, she'll be a keeper. So at that point, I was like, is he fishing for me right now? Like, this sounds like he's, I'm like, well, you know, hang in there. You guys are wonderful. You'll find someone on your same wavelength. Like, I don't share, but, you know, good luck to you. And then I was like,
I don't share.
But as I'm saying this, I'm like, man, like, you know, I just could tell I had a vibe with him, but I was just kind of like, whatever. He started following me. I started following him. I'm watching the show as the weeks progress. And the finale last year, they go on a date with this woman, this lovely woman, to do this painting thing and have some wine. And the woman's kind of being really quiet and awkward. And I'm watching with my friend, and I'm like, why is she being so quiet? Like, if I was there, we'd be having wine. We'd be painting at the best time. And I just kind of had this epiphany. I was like, well, am I being closed-minded here? Like, could I be, like, who they're looking for? Like, what, you know, what am I afraid of here? What am I, like, so against? And I'm like, this could be everything I didn't know I always wanted, in a way. And so I was like, you know what? It was a couple weeks later, but I was like, I'm just going to write them back. Just, you know, maybe they found somebody. Maybe not. I'm just going to just talk to them. So I slipped back into his DMs. And then then we all started talking. And it was just, like, magic. Just,
so
like,
there's no jealousy at all? If, like, he's starting to like you more or vice versa, or, I mean, there's not, you don't have an ounce of jealousy in any of y'all's bones?
No. I don't.
Yeah, it's not, like I said, I used to be a very jealous person, but that was, like, because it's such a different dynamic when you're dating in monogamy in that sense. Like, we're all so close and friends, and we talk about everything. The way they communicate, that's what when I saw, I was like, that's what's missing in my life. That level of communication and honesty and openness in a relationship, if everybody communicated the way they did, there would be, this place would be a better world. And so I was like, I want in on this. And it's been a hard struggle. You know, it's not easy, but I'm looking forward to hopefully progressing, you know, with them.
It's like in monogamy, you can kind of hide, right? Because you can have, I mean, people have whole other relationships outside, as we know, right? In monogamy. But I enjoy the pressure. I can't hide. Like, I have to be vulnerable. And by the way, in context to what makes her specifically her, and same as her. So she has her own way that she communicates, how we communicate. She has a different way. I can't, like, copy this love plan atop either of these women and make, you know, expect it to work. I have to be upfront. I have to be clear. I have to be concise. If I don't understand, we have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of the challenges and how hard it's been, like, we own it. Like, we just cut the shit and get straight to it. Like, let's get to the business. And so there's no space for jealousy.
I mean, why would you want two women, though? I mean, I'm enough wife for him. Like,
I was going to say, good on you for learning how to communicate with two different women.
Yeah, I'm like, God, I'm like, it's impossible for, yeah, it's like, that's, I mean, geez Louise.
Yeah, I just again, I love the pressure. I love the it makes me better. Like, I have to.
Do you want another one? Like, how many do you want?
Yeah, there's no magic number. There's not a goal, right? Okay. And quite frankly, it's up to them, right? So if Vanessa actually comes home and we make this work and it's like, it is what it is, which we're moving on that path, then it's up to them. You know what I mean?
I don't know why. I mean, I get that, but at the same time, I'm like, man, you're like reaping every single benefit.
See, that's what most people think.
Where I'm just like, he's just the guy that, like,
the
he's like,
he gets
sex. But what else outside of that?
But what guy doesn't want that?
But I'm saying, what else?
To have different partners and have sex.
I used to think.
I mean, that's why my husband cheated on me. Come on. It's like, what?
But if for
and
us,
now you get to be open. Sorry, babe, but like now you get to be like open about it. You know.
But I used to think the same thing because I'd seen this sister wife shows on. I'm like, okay, that's for them. Okay, woo. But then I'm like, well, I've been looking at this all wrong. Like, it, on paper, yes, it looks like the guy has everything. But honestly, I think Ashley and I get more out of it than Dimitri. Sometimes I feel kind of bad for him. Like, you know, you'll see as the show progresses, hopefully, and as if we progress, that it's, you know, there's just something about, you'll just have to see. I think Ashley and I get more out of it than him.
Well, so, go ahead, honey.
No, please, honey.
No, please.
So the second season of Seeking Sister Wives airs every Sunday on TLC at 10 p.m. Central. What can our listeners...
No, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Look, I have Eastern time.
Yeah. Oh, 10, yeah. 9 Central.
Well, who put 10-9? Yeah, okay, see, where would I be without the women in my life right here?
Good men.
So 10,
so,
9
so you guys have to watch to
what
see
can we,
if
yeah.
Vanessa's going to
what can
make
we expect? What can
altar.
We expect in the second season moving forward? What can everyone expect to see?
Vanessa.
Anything? Any kind of teaser?
Just gonna have to watch to find out. I don't know what I'm allowed.
Well,
to
I'm gonna watch because I really like you, and I'm warming up to you, Dimitri.
That's cool.
And
I hear that a lot. Yeah.
And you're just like, I bow down to you, Miss. So thank you so much, you guys, for coming on the show.
Guys, thank you so much.
Love
really
you guys
for
having us. Thank you.
That was
who wants to start?
Clearly, you probably do.
No, I'll wait. I'd like to hear
I
what
just,
you
like. I don't know.
You wrote some notes, Sarah.
I did, because what I really cannot get over, because I'm so competitive and I know you are too, who's better in the bedroom? Honestly, I just wanted to be like, all right, ladies, like, how are you keeping it spicy? Like, it's competition, essentially. He's sleeping with both.
I see why, especially in this kind of...
Why are you taking your wedding ring off?
No, I had...
You literally just took your wedding ring off.
I can't even take my jacket off.
Oh my god! I had hand sanitizer under my ring. I need to get it off.
Sure.
Anyways, I can see why in polygamy, when the is a single male and multiple female, I can see why women on the outside would just think of it as, oh, it's just all about the sex. I see that. That's how our society kind of thinks about it. Just hearing them talk, I can see. I don't personally believe this. I can see why maybe there's more of a it's more to it than just sex. That's all. I don't know how to explain it. I can just see how they have like an understanding and where it's more than just that.
Didn't you think that,
Ashley
was like
the wife
way more like calm and demure. I almost kind of felt like she was like, and then Vanessa was like kind of being like, yeah, it's hard. But I felt like I was getting like
Vanessa's
very
she's new. Vanessa's new to it.
Ashley's
been doing this for 9, 10 years.
Very sure of herself. Very comfortable. Very, you know, that's just.
But it's almost like she didn't step off once. Like she didn't even say one, like thing that was like, yeah.
Because they've been doing it for 9, 10 years.
But like, there's a lot of things people have been doing for 9 or 10 years that are still weak. Like.
Yeah, but you can tell that she—that's just her thing. That's you know she's comfortable
but like,
with that.
To never want someone else. To never have temptation. To never.
Yeah, that's a little.
Because it's for them. It's even though they didn't say, excuse me, it was anything religious. It's still a spiritual belief of like what they think the family dynamic is. So it's just like if you tell a Mormon or a Christian or whatever that something about their religion. They're not just because it might not make sense to other people doesn't mean like that's just what they believe in. So if polygamy is what they believe in, that's what they choose to believe, then they're okay with it.
What do you believe in, Michael?
Oh my.
Monogamy?
I was waiting for it.
Oh, really? Question mark? Mark. Mark. Mark.
I just turned my mic off.
I just think there's always a favorite. Like, there's always a favorite, no matter what.
So
always.
When you guys walked out for a second, Mark and I were talking about Big Love. The first wife is always in, like, what I call pole position. She always has, like, a little more juice, a little bit
She's
more.
She's the boss wife.
Yeah. She's the boss wife. You guys need to watch Big Love and then come back to me.
I feel like there's always a favorite. So
can you turn your mic back on, Michael?
He turned it off.
Why are you mad at me?
Oh, no.
That comment was a little.
Wait, I missed it.
What? What'd she
say? I believe in monogamy. And you're like, really?
Oh. Yeah, really?
Come on.
Well?
Come on.
If you really believed in monogamy, you wouldn't cheat.
Come on.
Well?
So I can never say the rest of my life I believe in monogamy?
No,
because
you
can't. Because I f***ed up?
Okay, I was making a joke, Michael.
Jokes to a certain extent. That was not a joke. Boy.
Well, yes, it was. I laughed.
Well, she said before this was obviously going to be really triggering for her.
Right, but so the jabs, like, it's come terrible. On. I'm just saying, I want to be able to talk about this stuff and not feel like I can't say anything without being jabbed every time. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry, it's very triggering.
I'm sorry that I see that, and I'm sorry that it's
for both of you,
and I'm sorry that it's triggering. And I apologize that you're upset and that it's triggering for you.
I'm sorry I jabbed you. I didn't mean to jab. I was making a joke, but it is very triggering when you say that that's what you believe in, but yet you don't live that.
I do live that.
You didn't live that.
Okay, then. That's different.
Okay.
Saying I don't live that and I didn't live that is totally different.
Okay.
Currently, presently, for the last 2.5 years, I live that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sometimes, Michael, I'm just going to throw one thing in there. A humor or sarcasm can be Jana's way of healing.
Oh, I know that.
So sometimes.
But it also can be your way of hiding feelings behind something.
Well, my feeling is I'm like, well, don't say that.
What would you rather me say? What do you believe in, Michael? I believe that I was a piece of shit.
No, I would have said, like, I know you might not believe this because of my past, but I believe it. You know, it's just a triggering situation. But I would like to say, though, wouldn't it be easier just to have done that instead? Like, is that something where you could do that?
Because I didn't know we were talking about us. I thought we were talking about the people on here, and you just asked me a question. What do you believe in? My personal belief is monogamy.
Right.
Yes, I didn't live by that.
Right. So that's what's triggering.
I understand that.
I believe you, Michael. I believe you.
I believe me.
Yeah.
I believe you too. Okay, everyone just like looked at me. I'm just staying silent in the corner. But like,
no,
I'm like,
I think obviously this is interesting. I think it's interesting, and I think that like I respect you guys so much for being willing to
and
like
open and on.
Be open like that, and mm-hmm. and yes, we're gonna have difficult interviews like that where it does trigger, and then it becomes so interesting. And Jana's so open, like she's so, you know, letting it out.
I think that it was a joke, but there was it was your way of being funny, but also hurting. And he gets that because I'm the same way. I make jokes when I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it obviously hurt him.
Yes.
I'm sorry that you were triggered.
Okay.
And that these past feelings came up for you. Okay. And I can understand why they would.
Okay. I'm shutting down.
No, now.
No,
I feel like
no.
I'm like in preschool and I'm like, okay, you apologize. Now you apologize.
I did apologize. I said I was sorry.
Okay, don't look at me. Look at him.
That's her apology. I said I was sorry.
Now make eye contact with him.
So my question is, like, what happens now? Because I, like, am, you know, my heart is breaking a little bit for both of you because right. Jana's emotional and Michael's emotional and it's so raw. So what happens now? Is this where we go sideways and then, like, you guys hold on to it? Is there any way to, like, talk a little bit more and then really let go and be okay when you walk out of the room?
Well, how much time do we have?
Whatever you need.
No, I just, when you say that that's what you believe in and you didn't do it, that's just very triggering.
What would you, okay, calmly and realistically, what would you rather me say? And now moving forward in situations like that, is it something where
you acknowledge the past and the pain?
Okay.
I think.
How much longer is he going to have to acknowledge the past and the pain?
Off,
no,
Sarah.
No, that was my question. That was
wondering.
My next question.
Like, on, like, I'm like, obviously, come on. But, you know, how
for a little bit longer
for you, no, what will I make think, you feel better?
Maybe for a long time.
I think so. And I think that's okay.
And that's
and
okay.
I think that you both know that and that's okay.
Right. And I agree. I do know that, and I think that is okay. Are there some instances where I would like to just, when we're talking about someone or something else, where I would like to just say what I believe in without having to go into a backstory of, hey, I'm sorry, blah, 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 but this is my opinion on something. Like, at times, am I going to want to be able to do that? Sure, absolutely. Maybe with this, I should have been more conscious of it being so triggering and acknowledge that, so I apologize. Sincerely, I do. Okay?
Okay. I'm sorry that I made a joke trigger. That was a little harsh. Sarah's clapping.
Yeah, I think but neither of you needs to apologize for how you both felt.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. The joke, maybe whatever, you can apologize for that. Michael can apologize for, like, maybe not staying more calm or centered from the joke. But, like, what you both feel is so real.
Mm-hmm.
And I acknowledge your emotions here, and you both deserve to have them.
Yeah.
And I do believe Mike.
Which
I believe that he currently, his current mode is 100% in on monogamy. I don't believe in once a cheater, always a cheater. I think we can grow from our mistakes.
Thank you, Mark.
Wow.
I agree.
I agree with that, too.
We all agree on something. Sarah. The growth evolution. What is it? I don't know. We're growing. We're growing.
We're growing. Nothing feels more appropriate right now than a commercial.
Wow. Thank God.
All right, Mark, can you read Couples Who Fart?
Yeah, this will lighten the mood, I think. From Haley. This is an email sent to JennaKramer@iHeartMedia.com. What are your thoughts on couples who don't fart in front of each other or talk about their bathroom time? I think that it's weird. Our friends are getting married, and her soon-to-be husband has never farted in front of her.
He's never?
He never has.
Wow.
I get trying to keep some mystery and trying to impress the other person, but going through life and always holding your farts and not ever truly relaxing sounds not so fun.
That's me.
Has Ty farted? Wait, you've never farted in front of Ty?
Okay, let me tell you something really funny. No, I mean, he's had a little slip-ups, but I just, like, die laughing, and then, like, we don't, like, I can't focus on anything for the rest of the day. But literally four years in, we're in New York. Every time I had to go to the bathroom or do anything, I was running downstairs to Starbucks. He literally thought I was having an affair because I was like, I'll be right back. And I was not happening. I never.
The fact that you went in a public restroom.
Oh, I was.
Over the fact
oh,
that.
Oh, I was doing loops. I'm running like up
West
56.
Wait, are you serious? So you've never farted in front of him or took a poopy in the bathroom?
Well, things are getting complicated now that we live together. Those people at Starbucks
love
me.
Has he ever heard you fart?
No.
Wow.
No.
I mean, don't let Janet fool you. No, it's few and far between with her. She just let one out the other day.
She's Burps McGee.
She was standing right behind me at the desk.
I thought it was
going to
be silent.
I was like,
see,
I was just like, I turned. She was holding Jace, and she's like, Jace. I'm like, yeah, okay.
No.
I thought it was going to be silent.
And it
Remember
wasn't.
The first time I farted in front of you?
First time she farted, we were in a hotel at who knows what city.
I think we were in Texas.
Yeah, and she farted, same thing, she thought I was gonna be silent. It was the first time I heard a fart when we started dating. No. I had it on camera and I videoed. She was like hiding herself in the corner. Like, I thought I was gonna be silent.
Yeah, because the way he looked at me, I was just like, hid in the corner.
I had a roommate in college who literally, that was their thing. They would sit on top of each other and fart on each other.
That's
and I was
disgusting.
Not happening.
Well, this guy, I mean, he farts all the time now. And
but
it
that's,
stinks.
But that's like for a guy, at least just for me.
Yeah.
When you get to that point of in a relationship, it's so like it's
soothing.
Like, oh, it's like I made it, you know. And thinking about dating all over again, if you think about dating all over again, it's like I got to go through the whole process.
No, I don't think
to
it's,
like get to the point where I can fart in front of her again.
I just think, I mean, if I farted in front of you all the time, I mean, wouldn't you? That's not sexy, you know. What?
No, I mean,
that would be gross. Like, we have to, and so sometimes I wish that you wouldn't fart as much because I'm like, don't you want me to be attracted to you? And you just walk in, you know?
I agree. I'm crazy.
All farts in my marriage have been accidental on both sides.
Yeah.
So they happen, but never on purpose because I want to be sexy.
And I think it's embarrassing for the person. Like, I'll laugh at Ty all up and down the walls, but like, I know he's like, ooh.
See, like, I don't get embarrassed. What's funny right now is that Jolie knows the word fart.
Oh, she's so,
so
funny.
I was changing her in the middle of the night the other night. And I took her diaper off, put another one on. So she was naked from the waist down and she farted and she goes, Oops, I fart.
She doesn't know how to add the ET and the ED. Yeah. She goes, oh, I fart. And so like I'll fart in front of her. And she'll be like, mommy fart.
Oh my God. Like, yeah.
It's hilarious having her say that.
That's so funny. Yeah.
So good.
I do have one more email that is fascinating.
All right, okay. Let's hear it.
This one takes some real turns that I did not expect.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's like a ride.
Lindsay says, I've been married to my husband for 6 years and we have a 5.5-year-old daughter. But I'm not sure I love him. I thought it might be because I like girls. Oh. My husband and I decided to try a threesome with another woman.
This isn't stopping.
Here we go.
I have never really been about sex, and to be honest, I enjoyed the threesome, but I still felt like, eh, whatever. I never really want sex, and I'm not sure I have ever been in love. What if I'm not capable of loving someone? Is there something I can do? Should I divorce my husband and leave my child in a separate household? Oh, boy. There's a lot going on here.
That's a lot.
Let's start with the beginning.
I feel loveless marriage, I think,
that's a good place to start, Sarah.
I think loveless marriage is common. A lot of people maybe stay with their... Wait. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm sorry.
Both of you
I
are.
That Mark and I are both looking at you like that. I am not married.
I have
however,
a lot of friends who say that they've fallen out of love with their spouse and that they stay with them just for the kids.
I hate that.
Wow.
You, Mark, you're happy? You love your wife?
I love my wife very much.
That's so sweet.
I've heard of people falling in and out of love.
I love my wife very much, too.
But that makes me sad.
I think people can go in and out of love, yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's some of my friends, I think, have felt that. And they, you know, but they stay because they have kids. And so I can see her staying, but I've also loved my husband.
And you look like
sometimes. Sex. What? And I do. Yes. Well, I love
sex. Well, because didn't she say she doesn't like sex?
Yeah.
She never really wants it. She's never been in love. She thought maybe women. Nah. Like, it doesn't sound like she's really passionate about
it.
It almost sounds like she's on, like, pills or something. Like, depressant. Yeah. Like, she doesn't have...
I wonder if, like, she loves her child. Like, obviously...
I would say, yeah, to get off... if you're on anything, I would talk to your doctor and get something a little lighter that you can have more emotions on.
She seems numb. Yeah, I wonder if she knows what her love languages are. Just because...
Take a love language test.
That could be interesting for someone who, like you said, like you guys are saying, like, she seems numb. We'll find out how you register love.
Yeah, and if it's not him, then you don't want to stay in a loveless marriage forever. That's just
and,
my
no, but yeah. If she educates herself on that and then tells her husband, hey, this is how I receive love. Give it a time to for him to trial that
well,
and be
maybe
like,
he knows.
If he's doing those things and she still doesn't feel it.
Mark is just like...
That was a very evolved response from Mike.
Thank you,
guys,
Mark.
God. We're evolving.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe he does believe in monogamy after all.
Oh,
who would have thought?
Okay. No, but that is a very good point, honey. That is a very, very evolved therapeutic response.
I bet if they talked to each other, he'd probably be like, yeah, I kind of get it. I can feel like you don't love me.
And this is how I would like to receive love.
Yeah.
Aw. You don't know until you try,
buy yourself
Lindsay.
A present.
Thank you to Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/Jana and save 40% today. Instacart, get $10 off your first order. To get this limited time offer, go to instacart.com or download the mobile app and enter our promo code Jana during checkout.
Oh, you know what we forgot to talk about?
What did we forget to talk about?
Using Mike's razor.
What is wrong with that? Does your wife use your razor?
No, but I use hers.
What? They're not as good as men's.
I prefer the woman's razor. It's
Why?
Softer on my skin. I like the way it's more
He's
flexible.
Delicate.
I'm a little delicate. Yeah, I do prefer hers.
Oh, wow. You know I love Michael's razor.
You know what's really funny about this, though? I'm glad you brought it up, Sarah, because yesterday you showered first.
I did.
And I was going to ask you, I looked in the shower and my razor looked like it was turned a different way.
Oh, wow.
I did not.
I know you didn't but what's crazy, I almost brought this up to you. I started feeling like anxious, like angry because. It's something small. She didn't end up. I ended up seeing her razor that she brought into the bathroom because it wasn't there before. But, like, these razors are expensive. Like, I have a strategic amount of times that I use one razor.
Oh.
Because, I shave my face. I shave my head. Like, yeah. A bald guy. We use it a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
So, to know that she might use that and use it areas and I put it on my face. It really does give me anxiety. Like, it really does bother me.
Why does it bother you that I shave my hoo-ha? And then you put it on your face.
I'm sorry.
Because it's still, because I have sensitive skin.
It's not like
so
I'm going inside. It's just the top layer.
It doesn't matter. Even if you shaved your legs. Even if you shaved your legs and then I shaved.
My legs are cleaner than your face.
It's not about. It's just still. It's still your skin and bacteria. It's still those things.
My like, skin and bacteria.
Just like. Just like
bacteria.
I like to eat
dirty.
I don't
okay.
like that word. I mean, it's basic like just biology. Like,
just like
biology?
I'd like to use my towel, but yesterday you used my towel, so I had to use your towel.
When you get out of the shower, you're clean, Michael.
I still
Who
like to use my towel? I'm sorry. It's just what I like. To, I like to use my towel. I like to use my razor. I like to use my toothbrush.
When you get out of the shower, are you? Ew, I don't ever want to use your toothbrush. That's disgusting. Because that's like you're getting like steak out of your teeth. But when you get out of a shower, when you get out of a shower, you are physically clean unless you don't wash your body with soap.
All right. Just picture this. Picture I use your towel and I'm clean.
Great.
And I'm wiping up my butt, cleaning everything, drying it all off. Yep. And guess what? Next time you shower, you take that same part of the towel, little do you know, that's where my butt was. And you wipe it up. You're drying your face. We're clean or not. That's a food for thought.
Well, if it's clean, I don't care.
Okay.
You make me go down there anyway, so.
I got no shame in that game.
I don't know. 'Tis the season. I don't know.
We're done.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.